Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Well, it's Mark's App of the Week. Today it's Rachel's App of the Week, I think. And I have to say, I hear this when I'm sitting at home, and I'm not really big on my apps. But Matt Porter is here from Matt Porter Design, Webs Design, and he comes up with our recommended app, because Mark Murphy's really into his apps, isn't he?
That's
he
right,
really is.
Yeah.
I'm not into my app. I was so excited when I saw what your App of the Week is, because I have my mobile phone. Toca Boca, it's on my phone. If you've got kids or grandchildren, then this is the ultimate. And I have to say, Toca Boca, you've chosen Toca Boca Kitchen.
Yes.
Can I be really sad and say I've got Toca Boca Hairdresser, Toca Boca Fashion Designer, Toca Boca Builder and Toca Boca Kitchen on my map?
That's not sad at all. If you've got children that like playing it, it's perhaps sad if you play it.
I have been known to say to an adult, have you seen this? It's
they are
so
very
clever.
Good. They are very good and they won many awards
have
as well,
they?
Yeah.
And I mean, particularly Toca Boca Kitchen, which is the one you've actually gone for today, is actually really educational, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Having read up about it, the author of the app actually said that children love to play kitchen games, cooking food, making food and that kind of thing. And he said he'd spent time himself with his children eating wooden sandwiches that they'd made. And what the app is basically a way of playing in the kitchen without actually being in a kitchen. So you have, when you open the app, you have four characters, two of them human and two of them animals. One's a cat and one's a cow, I think.
You can hear by the sound effects, we're sitting here playing the game as we talk.
And then you can select a character, so if we select the little boy, and he's then sitting at a table, and you have a fridge full of different foods. So we can pick a tomato and drag that across. Let me just turn the... So if I put a tomato on his table, and then I can then decide what I want to do with it, and I want to prepare it. And what's happening here?
You can chop them up, you can put seasoning on them, you can stick them in the frying pan or in the microwave or in the liquidizer to make soup. You can
That's right.
You can I have a son who's a chef and his daughter absolutely loves this.
So you can basically cut the food up, and when it's prepared in that fashion, you can then put it into a saucepan or a microwave or a frying pan, and then you fry it and cook it, and when it's cooked, you can then feed it to the character.
And what the nice thing is, if you try and feed the character with the wrong food, they soon make the fact they don't like it known.
Yes, so for instance, if you were to go to the fridge and if you pick the cat... Which
meow.
We just heard the cat, and we pick the fish. If we feed him a raw fish, he liked that, and he's now salivating. But if we were to pick the bale of straw, he's just hissed and decided he doesn't want to eat it. So
the straw is there because there's a horse, of course. You feed the
horse.
The horse loves the straw, so that's fine. If you try and say, feed the person the straw, they go yuck.
Yes, that's
right. It is a very clever app. Something else about it that is rather clever is the fact that it has such clear visualization of words, but without any words. So
that's right.
Anywhere in the world, you could play this and
that's
children would understand
There's no real instructions there. It's all very, very easy for a child to use. So, you know, one side of the screen you have the fridge with all the food in it. The other side of the screen is the food preparation and cooking. So you've got the food. I can't remember the name of it. Blitzer.
Liquidizer,
microwave, cooker, frying pan and things like that. It's all very, very good. And that's what children apparently like doing. And I agree. My daughter's, when I left this morning, she was cutting up pretend cake and singing happy birthday.
Oh.
So
Was it your birthday?
No. No, she's happy to sing happy birthday regardless.
I have to say that our grandchildren have played with this from about two upwards. I mean,
yes.
Obviously around three, four, it's perfect, but the older ones love them as well. And we've gradually gone on to the other some of the other Toca Bocas because there's loads
there
of
are,
them.
There are. Basically, this app is available for the Android and for iPhone or iPad as well. Some of the apps are only available for iPhone, but they're And there's some also available for Kindle Fire as well, which you can get through the Amazon store. It is a small charge on this. It's not a free app. I think it's about £1.99 or something.
It is worth every single penny, I tell you. If you're with them and you're there sort of bored in a queue waiting to get in somewhere or whatever, it is brilliant.
So I've just put a tomato in the microwave and it hasn't exploded. So...
It just shows how technology, though,
yes,
is just sort of amazing. And the children just accept it and use it. And, yeah, as a grandma and as a dad in the studio, we recommend Tokaboka.
If you have children and because basically I picked this because it's half term and children are generally at home. If you've got children and you want them to while away a bit of time and it's actually very, very interesting and fun for them, then I wholeheartedly recommend this app. It's excellent.
Tokaboka. We ought to say how you spell Tokaboka.
That's right.
But it's really easy if you've got one of the right sort of phones to use or you've got your iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a good one, isn't
it's
it?
It's called Toka Kitchen. It's available on iPhone and iPad and Android as well.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in, Matt. And we will have another of your recommendations for apps very soon.
Next week, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.